USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Trump's second summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un didn't result in a deal on eliminating that country's nuclear capability. And on Fox News Sunday, White House National Security Advisor John Bolton says there's nothing wrong with walking away.
The president stressed to Kim Jong-un he thought progress had been made. He thought that there were still negotiations that were possible. I would say the North Koreans were very disappointed we didn't buy their bad deal. You know, that's life in a big city.
Republican Senator John Kennedy on the Appropriations Committee told CNN's State of the Union the president may not need a national emergency declaration to pay for a border wall.
I do think he is probably rethinking the situation. As I understand it, he has the ability without resorting to a national emergency to put together $4.5, maybe $5 billion.
The House has voted to block the declaration, but the Senate has yet to vote. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
54 years ago today, civil rights advocates marched across the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama, where they were beaten as they sought the right to vote. Today, that bloody Sunday was remembered by a number of presidential candidates, including New Jersey Senator Cory Booker.
You can't come to Selma to remember what happened in the past and leave here and forget the obligations of the present.
Also making an appearance today, Senators Bernie Sanders of Vermont and Sherrod Brown of Ohio. A couple miles from the French Quarter where Mardi Gras is in full swing, a hit-and-run motorist struck a number of people, leaving two bicyclists dead. Police Chief Sean Ferguson says it happened Saturday night over a course of three blocks.
So right now this individual's in custody, and he's going through standard protocol with regards to breathalyzers, blood exam, things of that nature to determine his condition at the time of this accident.
32-year-old Tashani Tony is suspected of being intoxicated. The SpaceX capsule docked at the International Space Station on schedule this morning. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
The White House is hosting a meeting with the chief executives of major U.S. companies. USA's Chris Barnes has a preview.
Last month, the Trump administration announced an advisory board was being formed on workforce issues, including the heads of Apple, Walmart, IBM, Lockheed Martin, Visa, and some other major companies. This advisory board is co-chaired by Ivanka Trump, as well as Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross. A public notice from the administration says the board will hold its first meeting Wednesday afternoon at the White House, a three-hour meeting that's set to be live-streamed, though it's unclear exactly which CEOs among the group will be attending this meeting.
The mother of Stephon Clark says she refuses to accept a prosecutor's decision not to file criminal charges against two Sacramento police officers who fatally shot her unarmed son last year. Sequette Clark said Saturday that the officers should be charged with homicide. They shot her 22-year-old son after he ran from them into his grandparents' backyard. Sacramento Mayor Daryl Steinberg responded after yesterday's announcement.
Today's announcement only deepens my commitment to changing that long-held standard that allows officers to shoot, when objectively reasonable, to a clearer set of specific rules and standards that requires officers to do all they can to prevent a potentially lethal confrontation in the first place.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.